Well, hello, party. This is Steve Bell Canyon with the Why Not comment tape for October 7th, 1979. We have a whole bunch of comments here for you and a bunch of other good stuff, if I can find it naturally. And you're listening to, once again, Foreigner with the Head Games, which is the main single on their new album, which is appropriately titled Head Games as well. And naturally, as you can tell, it's good old rock and roll. That's right, rock and roll. So, that's all I can say is, to Laura of Express, you can take your disco and shove it. Okay, we're back. Well, actually, we never left, but... one quick note, for those of you waiting for the Why Not newsletter, we are still remembering you, and we still have your names and everything, so don't worry about it. The thing is, as I had mentioned on the last tape, we are changing our editor, and we changed the publisher, you could say, the guy who's making it up for us. So, it will be ready very, very soon. We still have your name, and we still have your money, and we have your SASEs, and you will get your newsletter. We have changed the name, though, that's right. It is now going to be called Why Not Update. Ha ha ha. Why Not Update. That's the truth. That's the new name. And you will be getting your Why Not Updates within the next few weeks or so, as soon as we get everything squared away. So, I can't think of anything else to bore you with at this time, so we're going to let you hear the first comment. How about that?
This is John Canova Park at, where was it, 10:10 p.m. on October 5th. I have, was it, four comments today. First, I would like to take back some of the things I said on feedback on one of their recent tapes. It was in a comment directed to Laura Express. What I said wasn't exactly what I meant to say. So this considered all taken back, so no one takes offense, because it really didn't sound like I wanted it to. And I got the wrong impression by it myself. Okay? My second comment is that Steve Bell Canyon said it on feedback that one of the goals of Why Not in the present was to help those not really in the phones to learn what to do on the comment line. As he put it, instead of playing their favorite album, the day for the comment. Well, this has been an idea of mine. Well, it's not all that long of a time, but I've always wanted to see a pamphlet of some kind come out for the new caller. And I was wondering if you had any plans of that, because you know, I would really enjoy seeing it coming out, and I'd be happy to help in that if I could in any way. Also, one thing that you've been doing on Why Not is having the Why Not News put together by Wild and Crazy Guy and Mr. Hey Wow. Well, I think this is rather unoriginal. And if you can't be original, why bother? I don't feel that their news is any worse than the stuff that Feedback puts out. Well, you listen to it on Feedback, and, well, I just don't think it's as good in the sound quality, even though what they're saying might be as good. So, as far as I'm concerned, if that got cut out, I wouldn't care. Okay, this is a general plea I have. I have been in phones as an enthusiast for, 2 years, and I would like to convert to a phone fleet. Is there any one out there who knows how a 13-year-old could do that? I would appreciate your comments. That is all. Goodbye.
Okay, as I slowly try to remember everything you said in your comment, I don't feel like playing it again. All right, not because I didn't like it, just because I don't have enough time here. All right, first of all, you stated about the West Valley. I think what you're talking about, your comment that was on Feedback, was about West Valley callers, and my opinion still stands as it is, okay? And you can take back whatever you want. That's perfectly okay with me. Number two, you stated a pamphlet should be put out for new callers to try to teach them how to operate comment lines and how to leave comments. Excellent idea. Excellent idea. I will have no guarantees when I could get around to this because I have a full schedule right now. So what I suggest you do, John, if you can give us a hand with that, is you go ahead and print up or type out what you think should be on the pamphlet or even do it on a big sheet of paper, you know, up to 14 inches long, 8.5 by 14, and send it on to the P.O. Box. I'm sure you have it. And we'll be glad to print it up and then distribute it to whoever wants it, okay? But you'll have to take care of printing that up and sending us a master, and we'll take care of it from there. And, naturally, I'm glad you reminded me the last very important thing. The why not news. Okay, listen. Why not staff does not prepare the why not news. We have nothing to do with that. In fact, we do not even agree or disagree. We are partial to what is said. That is purely an idea. That is purely something that's done by the wild and crazy guy and by, I guess, AC/DC as well. They prepare that, and they leave it just as a comment. We have no control over it. We don't approve it. We don't disapprove it. We just take it as a comment, just like anybody else. And we have no control over that. We're not trying to compete with feedback. Feedback, their news was produced by them, okay? So we're not trying to compete with them. The news is prepared by the wild and crazy guy, and if he leaves it, he leaves it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I don't care either way. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a comment. If you just left a regular comment, it'd be fine with me as well. So what you're hearing is not has nothing to do with me at all. Nothing to do with anything with the Why Not staff. It is purely another phone enthusiast. And your final question before I bore you terribly. How to change from a phone enthusiast to a phone freak? I don't know. There's many different definitions of the term. I consider a phone enthusiast, the phone enthusiasts we're considering on this line, we're talking about, are the kind of phone enthusiasts that are either interested technically in phone systems or are interested in comment lines. Usually anything has to do with the phone, okay? Now, phone freaking, you could say it's the same thing, but there's many, many, many definitions that I don't even want to start to go into, so I suggest you get to some of your friends and get on a conference and find out what they've been doing lately, and if you like what they've been doing, you get into it yourself. Next.
Well, howdy, everybody. This is Brian from Canoga Park with help from Stuart Urban Hills, and I'd just like to bring up a new and interesting subject for discussion. Alien beings. Yep, alien beings. You see, I was running around the Milky Way and Stuart's UFO the other night, and no. Well, I started to think, seriously on the subject the other day. Are there really alien beings in the universe? Do they know that we exist? Where are they? How can I meet one? Well, the one theory that I believe in, is the idea that beings unknown to us live on Earth, and that they see us, and they know that we're around, but they can't prove their existence to us. They have no way of letting us know that they're here. As Stuart feels, he says, he has this big concept that, like, the macroscopic organisms that live inside of our bodies, they live on their own mentality level far below our own, or possibly above our own. He asks, is it therefore possible that as lower forms of life are inside of us, that we could all be lower forms of life living inside a gigantic, far more advanced entity? Well, I'd like to know what other people think about this subject. Do you agree? Do you have any interesting hypotheses or beliefs? If anyone strongly disagrees with the theory that beings unknown to us exist in the universe, please leave a comment stating your opinion. And even if you don't, leave a comment anyway. Well, I hope this topic will start some stimulating conversation. And so, thank you, and always look under your bed before you go to sleep. Good night.
Well, I seem to kind of agree with your friend Stuart there. He thinks that germs and microorganisms inside of our body may have a higher mentality than human. I'll tell you the truth. I know a lot of people out there who there's germs around that are smarter than they are, really.
Hello, party. This is Steve, the wild and crazy guy. And this is, shall I say, a signing off comment. It's in lieu to a few things that have been happening lately to some people in the phone world and partially myself. Last week, the news was cut off, and I don't know if it was really due to SPC, myself speaking about it, or if you really ran out of tape, but I think it was very serious. You said it very sarcastically that it wasn't serious. And I had some very interesting things on there, two new lines that are going to be up. I had on there that nobody knew about. That was information that was coming out very early and ahead of time. I had some special things on there, which I'm sure everybody would have appreciated. Had many things on there, and I heard you saying, Steve of Bell Canyon, in relationship to your comment on feedback, you named a few people. Now, when you take those people out of the West Valley callers, it seems like you're rating the rest of them as not being good callers when you only rate a few. And I also want to thank you, Steve, for taking credit for the news last week. Steve Blupine called up. He said, you know, news is pretty good, you know. They do it funny on feedback, but he liked the serious bit. And you were saying, oh, it was my idea in the first place. Now, I created it. You guys gave me the okay. But from what I've been hearing from other people, and it sounds like you guys don't appreciate the news any longer because I've had some special features on and other things. And at first it sounded like you guys were really interested in it, and it sure sounds like you are no longer interested in it. So speaking of that, the Americathon bit. Now, you may not go out and see it, Mr. Bell Canyon, but Brian of Hey Wow and I called up, and we left a very good comment towards the movie and the soundtrack from the movie. So if you had played that, you would have maybe thought slightly different. And I've had some other special features that we've had on that are very interesting, which I wish you would have skipped some of the news for. But I guess you were not interested in those, but I think they were very informative towards the public. And I just want to say, you know, this whole news bit, if you don't appreciate it, just let me know and I'll stop it. Because, you know, I'll stop my comments too. It doesn't matter to me any longer. I enjoy this line, I enjoy the quality of it, and I've enjoyed being part of it. But I no longer can enjoy it if it's going to be like this. So I'm not going to leave so many comments. I may not leave any at all any longer if you guys just don't appreciate what I'm doing. And to BBH, you've mentioned my name 3 times on other lines, saying how boring it was to hear me over and over. Well, I heard you over and over on 3 lines, BBH, and your voice and your comment, the same exact comment, word for word, is utterly boring. Okay, Mr. BBH. This is Steve the Wild and Crazy Guy, signing off for the last time. I'm sure you will not hear from me anymore, any longer, so I'm sure if you don't appreciate what I'm doing, hey, it's okay. Just let me know. I'll still enjoy listening to it. This is Steve the Wild and Crazy Guy. It's my last comment. Signing off. Thank you, Why Not? Here's something you may never hear again.
Okay, we're coming to the end of this side of the Why Not comment tape. The reply to that last comment will be on the other side, so keep listening for it. This will auto-reverse momentarily. Please stand by. If you've just joined us, you've come in on the middle of a 30-minute comment tape for 24-hour recorded telephone entertainment at Why Not, 346-6644 and 935-8203. Okay, to Steve, the wild and crazy guy. Listen, I am sorry about the last tape. I did not do that purposely. It actually did run out of tape. Now, let me explain the system really quickly. We take input on a cassette recorder that, when it comes to the very end of the tape, shuts off that recorder but does not shut the line down presently. So a lot of times you'll call in and hear a boot tone, but you may not be getting any tape, okay? That's why we wouldn't get your comments sometimes. I know, it's not perfect, but that's the way it works right now. So what actually happened was you came around to the leader of the tape just as you were leaving that comment, okay? And that's why I got chopped off there. If you would have had the whole thing on there, which was our fault, I'm sorry, we would have played it. I was just kidding around with you. I didn't think you were going to take it that seriously. I plan to do a lot more kidding, too, so try to have a sense of humor, okay? Now, the comment I left on feedback, which naturally this is another line, so I don't want to start going into it, that you were included in that group of West Valley callers. What I meant with about the other callers were the callers that did not know anything about comment lines and the kind that play their favorite album every time that they leave a comment, okay? You were not included. You were included in the group along with John Canoga Park and many others who do leave us legitimate comments. Okay, and finally, we do appreciate your news here. We do. But I just wanted to make it clear to the public, I appreciate it very much, and I'd like you to keep leaving it if you want to. The only thing is, I want the public to know that you're leaving it, and it has nothing to do with the staff here, okay? Because we have been blamed, and we have been accused of trying to compete with Feedback's news, and I just want to try to make it clear to everybody that you're leaving it, and I'm not leaving it, okay? So I'm just trying to keep everything cool here, and if I did anything to offend you, you got my complete apology, and it won't happen again, but look, I want to try to do some kidding around here. I don't want to be so serious anymore, and I just tried to do, on the last tape, that's all I was doing, okay? It was no offense at all to you, and it really did run out of tape, and we'll welcome your next comment.
Hello there, folks. This is Jerry Philadelphia calling at 2:38 a.m. on October 6th, and I'm just calling to say hello, and I think your idea is a good one, and maybe you can get some really good calls out of the West Valley. So keep up the work, and hopefully you'll come through okay. This is Jerry Philadelphia saying goodbye.
Casey Valley is saying goodbye. Okay, this is Todd Woodland Hills reading a comment on Saturday morning at 12:11, and just getting home from a long and tiring night. I have quite a few things to say. First, to Steve, the wild and crazy guy, I'd like to say farewell to you from Why Not. As you will hear in a few minutes in the tape, or have heard, the wild and crazy guy is leaving Why Not, and for his own reasons. And I respect that, and he wants to leave it to his decision. So, yeah, he's been an important part of Why Not, and I don't know why he's leaving, really, but, you know, hey, it's your decision, right? Second, to Steve Bell Canyon, who left a comment on Feedback about West Valley callers, not, there aren't that many good ones. I'm not saying this to defend myself or anybody else, or anybody closely related to me, but there are quite a few good callers in the West Valley area. If you talk on conference, you will know that the majority of, for example, Hey Wild callers are from the West Valley and are interesting people. The problem is that Why Not has the reputation that when they hear about it on other lines and hear what other people think of it, they just don't want to call. So I think to get some good callers from the West Valley and all over, I think it's important that Why Not's reputation be improved. How this will be done, I really don't know, but hopefully you can work it out, because there are a lot of good callers in the West Valley that haven't ever called Why Not. I've sort of been almost recruiting them, because there's a lot of interesting people, and I think they would be good for Why Not. Thirdly, there was a comment about 2-3 tapes ago about the movie The Amityville Horror. I saw it last Friday night, and I had mixed reactions about it. I guess all around it's a pretty good movie. Not really exciting and kind of dumb at parts. I find it hard to believe that it's all true, but all the experts say it is. It's a good movie. If you like that kind of movie, horror movie, it's not really horror, it's more adventure, but if you like that kind of movie, go see it. And finally, about Americathon. I have not seen Americathon, but I think, Steve, you are kind of jumping to conclusions. When two people say a movie is bad, that, you know, I would think that would influence your opinion whether you would go see it or not. That's only two people in thousands that have seen it. I personally know quite a few people who have seen it and enjoyed it. I haven't myself, but I think you're kind of jumping to a conclusion. So, hey, that's all for this time. This is Todd Woodland Hills.
Okay, real quick, like before, I was kidding around about the movie. I haven't seen it myself, so naturally I shouldn't pass judgment on it. You're right. Okay, about the West Valley callers, the comment I left on feedback, again, it's referred to. The reason I left that comment was I was merely stating the sampling of my line, the sampling of the comments I received. So naturally, you're telling me if there's all these good West Valley callers, they don't call feedback and they don't call why not. Or they don't call why not and maybe they did call feedback. Who knows? That's all I know is the comments we're receiving are the are some West Valley is good, most of it's not, and the other areas is mostly good. We don't receive too much trash from other areas. Naturally, it's hard for me to tell, but I can tell by the distance and how close an area is or how close a person is when he's calling just by the tones, and I know what offices it's going through generally by the hang-up, whether it's tandeming or not. Okay, so that's merely what I was saying. I have no idea. If there's a lot of West Valley callers and you want to recruit them and you want to raise the reputation, why not? Hey, you're welcome to do it. I'm trying to do that right now, but I can do all I can. So why don't you get out there and tell them to call Why Not and see how good it is, and maybe after a while they'll realize it. Now, we'll have some good West Valley callers because I'll sure welcome it. Next.
Hello, Why Not callers. This is Brian Hewell. And with a couple of comments. First of all, the midnight special seems to be pretty good on this Friday night at, what, 1:45? Well, I don't know. I don't have to be that specific. I guess that's close enough. A couple of comments here. Well, to see Northridge, I don't believe that I've been telling people that the Van Nuys conference would be going down. I've told a few people, and it is for a different reason that it did go down, but look, it went down sooner than I expected, so I was still right. Okay, Sue? So think what you want to think, but it's down for good, Jalik, okay? Unless he starts something out in Canoga Park, which would probably be like a two-line conference, since he can't get the couplers. Second of all, no, that's actually third of all. Okay, yeah, I was wondering why you didn't have an intro on it. Is because, like, foil broke on the tape or something? Something else. Yeah, my conference is running automatic all the day. All the time, except for very early morning hours when I might be playing a tape. It's pretty funny. It's 45 minutes long, and I don't know, it's kind of a recording of the conference when I was monitoring it, telling them that I'm recording it. It came out quite well. Jim Venice is on it. I think Ethel the Frog's on it. Stacy, our leader. Not Casey. Stacy's on it. Brian Canoga Park's on it. Steve Wild and Crazy Guy's on it, of course. Patagora's on it. Jack San Fernando. Kevin Northridge. And Dan Northridge, I believe. And me, myself, and I. And it's pretty good. Oh, yeah. And my sister's on it, talking to Patagora. She's 12 years old. She can understand that. Well, that's about it. Why Not callers? So that all I have left to say is goodbye.
Okay, the reason our intro was down was because our intro deck did blow out, and it should be replaced within the next week or so, so you should hear an intro. Until then, we'll bypass it, and you'll just hear the tape. And, again, Why Not callers, you can reach HeyWow, a 24-hour conference, at area code 213-787-9991.
Good morning. This is about the worst chance. Calling you on Saturday morning. I think the first time I've been up at 8:30 in the morning in years on a Saturday. Oh, well, I don't know how I got up at this time, but you know, these wonders we just never seem to cease. So if I sound like I'm talking with Cardo in my mouth, that's just quite all right. It's just me. Well, I was going to tell you about the anti-alifying, but since conference has now gone down, I guess you can't have really an anti-alifying, can you? Anyways, this is one of the best things that I think has happened. I'm not going to say that I liked conference at all, and I think a lot of people did not like it. He expected everyone that called to just succumb to his every whim and send in all their money. He thought that everybody relied on his conference, that everyone's they didn't have this conference, they would let this go and kill themselves or something. And that obviously was not true. And that's probably one of the reasons why he went down. It's just when you try to dominate people too much, people start to lose interest. And that's what happens. But it's too bad. It could have been a good conference. But anyways, that's just one of those things. Also, I hope I see everyone at the swap meet. It usually is a pretty interesting event. And usually get a lot of people there, too. So I hope to see you all down there, and hope you see at the, if it's a good salad party, tonight at Straw Hat Pizza. There's no one will hear this, because that house is played, it'll be all over with. And I look forward to my Jeep that will be on Why Not very soon. Okay?
Okay, real quick, I have some information for our callers. Listen, this is Why Not. This is not Freaky Phone. So any of you Freaky Phone callers, Why Not has expressed its deep condolences in the death of Freaky Phone, but this is not Freaky Phone, so don't leave your Freaky Phone comments, the dirty ones that he would usually play, don't leave them on Why Not. Regardless if Freaky Phone comes back or not, we will not be accepting or playing those comments. So, leave a standard Why Not comment, which there's a whole range of things you could leave, but not the kind of stuff that Freaky Phone plays. Pure and simple. Next.
He's a monster, monster, monster from heaven. Come there, curse your disco king. He's a monster, monster, monster from heaven.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I just would like to know what this is all about, because I somebody called on, left on my answering machine this number and told me to call it, and I've been calling, and it's a very interesting number, and I'd just like to know what it's all about. And, well, I don't know. I've kind of lost my set train of thought. I hope you guys get on the air soon again, because it's about time Los Angeles and the Valley has a good telephone number to call. And, well, it's a really outrageous number. That's all.
Okay, Paul, you're obviously new to the comment line and very new to Why Not. This is a 24-hour comment line. We take input on Fridays, and we play the input that we have taken on generally Sunday through Thursday, so you can hear the comments that you did leave on Friday. On Saturday, we generally run a special feature, or we'll run the previous week's comment tape. Now, you can participate by calling either of our numbers, which I will mention again, which is 346-6644 for the Valley and 935-8203 for Los Angeles callers. Well, that's about it for this tape. Ah, got a little screwed up on our input day, but I think everything seemed to work out. You can reach Why Not by mail, by mailing anything to Why Not, care of P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. We'll accept anything you want to send us. So that's about it. This tape will repeat momentarily.